Since 2014, the business community has actively participated in this treaty process, despite its evident shortcomings and the significant divergence in viewpoints. After the more than 8 years of negotiation, we question whether this process can be sustained, as it seems far from reaching any possible consensus. During the entire treaty process, we have been consistent in saying that business needs to be at the table of negotiation and duly consulted. Unfortunately, we do not believe that business has been provided sufficient opportunity to participate. Today, Panama and other states said it might be worth consulting experts on this, and we believe it is appropriate and valuable to include businesses in that regard. Let me be very clear. Businesses do not shy away from our responsibilities to respect human rights. Indeed, our continued presence here is proof of that. What we call for is a treaty that is conscious and respects business realities and limitations. As such, we find it difficult to see any viable way forward in this treaty process if business voice realities and limitations, as well as legal feasibility, are not considered and reflected in the draft. Our lighthouse remains the UN guiding principles. The current treaty process is clearly diverging from this framework. There is no viable way forward if this treaty creates fragmentation rather than harmonization. This process is flawed because by seeking a one-size-fits-all solution through a global normative process, it ignores that multiple jurisdictions have already developed or are developing local solutions together with employers' federations, companies, and even civil society. Local processes with stakeholders are better equipped to address local challenges. These solutions do not need necessarily to be normative, as shown by the example of the guidelines developed by Japan. The treaty process also continues to ignore the importance for states to develop effective national action plans on business human rights, tailored to national circumstances, and which include all stakeholders, in particular social partners. In 2014, the Human Rights Council Resolution 26/22 called on all states to develop national action plans. Unfortunately, today only 33 countries have one. Efforts to adopt NAPs should come as a priority before any treaty. Looking ahead, it might be time to think about alternatives, but it must, more importantly, be time to think about a critical need to remove major prescriptive elements in the draft text. Thank you.